And this would be the Drysdale vignette, Evergreens and Snow, 3, 2, 1. How have your evergreens survived the first snowfalls of the season? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Suggestions on evergreen care after this. 3, 2, 1. Wet and heavy snow will immediately affect evergreens around your home. The drier, lighter snow will not have much effect, but if it's followed by rain, damage will likely occur. Soon after any snowfall, it's as well to remove the bulk of it from fragile, upright evergreens such as conical junipers. The best protection is an application of plastic mesh in the autumn or just tying them with twine to keep the open branches together. If you didn't use either of these treatments in the autumn, it's important to remove newly fallen snow during the winter. The best way to do this is to use a broom handle and gently shake the snow from the plants. Do not use the broom itself to sweep off the snow, as you may easily break many smaller branches. If it's forecast to be a long snowstorm, this gentle shaking should be done several times during the snowfall so it doesn't build up and bend the branches. Snow is always easy to shake off soon after it falls. Another treatment often seen is the wrapping of evergreens either with plastic or burlap. Note that plastic or polyethylene should never be used on evergreens, and even burlapping is way overdone. Unless you have newly planted evergreens or some exposed to severe salt spray, there is no need to wrap them. There is perhaps one exception to this rule, that's the dwarf Alberta spruce. In full sun, it often tends to burn on the southwest and will benefit from burlap for the period mid-January to early April. I'm Art Drysdale.